This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Sluggy Dan is your presenter. And we also have a promoter online, a gentleman by the name of Ronald Drake. So to everybody tonight, I want to say good evening and welcome. Take it away, Sluggy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And first and foremost, thank you to VOB Country and everyone listening to Starcom Network. And thank you for being with me and continuing to support Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And I can't see enough how much I really appreciate you guys for listening, so thank you very much. Good evening to the two wonderful gentlemen, Aja and Mr. Drex. Good evening, gentlemen.
Give thanks, man.
Hi, good evening, good evening.
Bless to everyone and VOB family.
Yeah, man, thanks for first of both of you. So that's great. And thanks for coming on, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, man. Thank you very, very much.
Yes. Give thanks.
Now, Ronald, this is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as you know. And you knew me from before, so you know how much I love rhythm and rhyme and Bajan. You know, we both come from that world of just enjoying music, and you hear some Bajan music, especially with some Bajan soca music, and you know how we used to get on in our younger days, Ronald. So, you know, we'd love this thing before it was even conceptualized.
It's true.
Yes, are you hearing Ronald there?
Hi, yes, you hearing me?
Good, good, good. This name, I want to tell Barbados the name and how you all came up with this name. And who else is involved? It's only you that come up with the name, if it's you and a crew. And I want you to tell Barbados the name of this and how you all came up with the name, please.
Okay. Good evening, Barbados. The name is Soca Out of Season, or South for short.
Love it.
Right. Basically, it was the concept was mine. Just basically, you know, as you say, we love soca music and we love crop over. But, like, maybe 400, 500 songs has come out during crop over, and then maybe 20 to 50 just really get solid rotation during the 3 months of crop over. So it's like a lot of songs then that's fall by the wayside. And so I just felt like there needs to be some kind of venue for those other songs to get a little forward. And there's a whole year. So why not do a outside of crop over event where then you have the opportunity to expose more of that soca to the patrons. So that was basically where it came from. So Cold Season seemed like an appropriate name, and the abbreviation, obviously you just don't want to do something that everybody else is doing. So SOS was too ordinary. And SOS, you can't get more Bajan than SOS. So that was it for me.
Yes, and listen, Ray, the reason I love speaking with people like you, who are so important to the culture we vote, because most time people don't realize, you know, you just go, you party, you know that I had a good time, you know, I had a good walk up, but you're really studying the putting on of the event and the way and how important it is, and no, you just hit on some things that are heavy topics, whether you know it or not, on Starcom, on fireworks, on my show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, and online on social media, these are heavy topics, you know, like how much songs come out. And Ronnie, lets us know. Ronnie's usually the person to let us know how many songs come out. So Ronnie will come on and say, so far to date, and normally at this time too, during crop over, you'll hear Ronnie come on and say, so far today we had 365 songs. Ronnie will come on the next day or two and say, we have 480 songs, you know, and being by a workout style, come now, I can see, like the numbers are true. So these are not inflated at all. Like, there are hundreds of songs, over 500 for sure. And you said you as a person saw that the need to promote more of the music outside of just the season. And that is really good because, of course, you know, songs didn't get play and rotation at your events that might have slipped through because, to be honest, 500 songs is a lot of songs to play right now. You know, it means really a lot, to be honest, and to ask of anyone, 500 is a lot. So you doing that is very, very important. How have the response being to soak out a season pre-COVID, during COVID, and now we are about to enter post-COVID. How have those responses have been and the different stages you saw and what you need to do different?
Well, in terms of post-COVID, I'm not 100% sure that we are anywhere near post-COVID yet. As
understood.
The World Health Organization said, there are waves. Right now, there is no COVID in Barbados, for which we are thankful.
Very.
But that does not mean that there's a future scenario where it does not come back. So, you know, keeping your fingers crossed and keeping as safe as possible. But right, to get into response, pre-COVID, because right, we've been doing this since September 2018. So
Nice. Right. Coming out on a year. Nice.
Yeah. So this is basically, well, I want to say we were doing it September through May. So technically we are at the end of our second season. But right now soccer unfortunately is over the season all year round.
Yes. Yeah, ironic, man.
All the carnivals and festivals for the summer pretty much cancelled. So
yeah.
That's where we are. So technically we somewhere between season two in no man's land.
Yeah.
But right, we've been building, trying to get the word out there because that's probably the biggest part. Getting people aware of the event and that, you know, you can get soccer after crop over because obviously
they
are very excited about crop over, rightfully so. And so, you know, you're thinking about your training and getting in the gym and getting ready for crop over. And then after crop over is you feel like, well, that's about it. So, you know, you just gotta sit down and wait until. So, yeah, it's getting the word out there so that people know, well, yes, every month, the last Saturday of every month, we have an event. So, yeah, we've been building. During COVID, pretty much since March, we stopped holding live events. So we started to do online events instead. Actually, we have one tonight. You can check the Instagram page, Soca Outta Season. That's with Wanti, SOCAOUTA Season, for the details on that. But, yeah, pretty much we've been having online events during the COVID period because the Soca is still there. and artists are still bringing out music as we speak. So, still trying to get that exposure for the Soca and for the artists, you know, to let people know what's going on. So yeah, that's pretty much it. In terms of
nice. Don't move on. I'm not finished yet, and because I love when people do this. You might see it as you might not see it as big as I see it. When I say big, I mean the business side. I mean the cultural impact side. How important it is for us, the everyday, let's say average. Not to belittle anyone, just using the term loosely. The everyday average citizen coming together and doing the thing. Instead of you calling in from the programs, running all in, and then can play more music. You want to do that? You said, all right. How can I cater to this? How can I help in this sphere? So this how me, a cultural practitioner and someone who knows works on radio, this is how important I see it. Because we have some way if there's nothing going on, if your music is not playing one place, we have some place where we can go and get more music. And I learned a lot of different events, even through someone like Ronnie, which, because I will purposely stalk Ronnie WhatsApp and Facebook or whatever, see what he posts on his snap. I see he going to, like being real, he going to different shops and bars and be like, you, this place got enough people, you, but he ain't beer soaking in Ronnie background saying you, these things, whether we realize it or not right now, are extremely important. Now, he said they know you from small, from young. And we know they got various events you will go to where you will hear a song. You'll be like, you? Well, I never hear to see a sluggy boy right now. I never hear to see a boy to see a hardy. You know, like,
right.
That happens to us in young days a lot. So now you turn around, you're doing it because it's soca out the season. Which is, that have a huge impact culturally. So don't move it, won't speak to you. Don't move at all. Welcome. My brethren, Adja, to the show. Good evening, buddy.
Yes, give thanks, man, and a shout out to everybody in VOB country, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Adja, I get to this project, boy. This project is very deep and very important at this time. So we can get to that project shortly, Aja. But you as a person, you as a cultural practitioner in every sense, like, you're a musician playing trombone, a rhythm poet, you put shows together, you are a show producer. I want to know how important you see things that what Ronald is doing out of season, how important it is for people to do things like this beyond just government or a big organization, how important it is for persons to continue projects like what Ronald just explained. Yeah. In your mind, how important you see it, my brother, before we get to your...
First, let me congratulate him for doing... this project without a doubt.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, I think big, and I see the big picture, because I look at the total cultural landscape. I look at where it comes from. I look at where it's supposed to go. And I look at its deficiencies. And what Reynolds is doing is important and is a response to some deficiencies that we have. The issue is that out of season, just let me focus on the word season.
Oh, right? Yeah.
They got four seasons in a year, right? You know, in terms of Europe and the United States. So Barbados got one season. One. Right? So why should we put the music in a box called season? Right? I want people to look at this thing. Bajan music should be playing from January to December, and you start back again from December 31st. There's no season.
Nice.
Right? And then Barbadian music is so wide.
Yes.
You know, I think our runner is trying to help the guys who are soca practitioners. But there are other people out there who ain't getting no help, because the artists there that produce things out of soca. There's a lot of reggae, dancehall. There's a lot of fusions I'm hearing from some young Barbadian.
Right,
so
now we're on some important projects like this.
I mean,
because what he's doing,
Sluggy,
someone else could do. Yes, please.
Sluggy yourself, WhatsApp me. I can't remember if it's WhatsApp or IG. Some young female singers that made me step on my head. But these people don't have access to the soundscape of radio and Barbados, because we lock into a lot of different things. I think
that we respect Ronald. This is a blueprint that Eric can follow.
But I think we don't have a music industry per se yet, right? We got people releasing music. We got to think.
I love that you say, it's optimistic. I love that word you use. Being optimistic. Yeah. I love that. Who are you, buddy? Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we have to look seriously at the Barbados music industry, at all genres of music, all the talent that is coming out, men putting out jazz, fusions, you know, and I would like to see the day when Barbadian music across all the radio stations in Barbados is something like maybe something close to 80%, if not 100%, local Caribbean music. It could be local, a 7% is Caribbean music, and the rest is, you know, because when I go to United Valley, everybody know that I reside in New York, right? And these people don't push Caribbean music, like how we push U.S. U.S. music. So I don't want to go too far off that. I want to stick to what.
No, no, follow you. This rhythm and rhyme, buddy.
Right. So I like what you're doing, because every year at Crop Over Time, 500 odd songs are dropped. You said 50, but I doubt as much as 50 get real rotation. It could be less than that. I have the opportunity, as everybody knows, is nothing to hide, and I have said it, to produce the Party Monarch over the years, and for last year it was the Soca Monarch, and the preliminaries,
brilliant, and thank you very much.
And the preliminaries are judged by the submission of your tracks. So the judges listen to these tracks, and over the last couple of years, they're talking about over 200 they sent to the competition, but then only a certain amount, if it's a semi-finals, 18, and then only 10 odd from each genre went to finals. Now, I have heard music, because it's only a certain amount that you could pick. I have heard particular fusions. That is mind-blowing, and it put me on a high, because I said, this is where the music, this is Barbados music is evolving, you know, it's on. But I hear these songs during the, at that time while the judges are listening. But those songs I don't even hear on radio. You see, so it is an injustice and it's robbing and it is holding back also the cultural the development of the Barbados music industry in terms of records. And let's face it, VOB can't play them 500 songs. Right? You understand? It logistically is a challenge, but the point is that we got to find the spaces where the music could be heard all year round and not when Kaduma Dan, Soca Dan. You understand me? Why on January 31st we can't play all Belgian music nonstop? You understand? That is when the industry would really take off and where Barbados is. I heard appreciation of who we are and what we have, because it's got to train people. You know, the radio station is train people's consumption patterns to where what music is concerned. Because if somebody is playing all the time on radio, eventually the whole society will adapt to what they're hearing, right? And that is strength and power of radio. So I would like the time to come when in and out of season, it always in season.
I agree with you 100%, sir.
Yeah, you know. Give
thanks. Yes, Ronald.
Hi.
Yeah, buddy. So yes, and so you see, well, I love the word you use, and I love what you're doing, because for me it's clever, because you're saying out of season, right? But really and truly, you just say that you're about you're in between your season too. Which meaning that is a psychological thing too. And as you know, Sluggy, I always tend to get way too deep. But I can't help but say everything. So when I hear you said season one and season two, and you call it so called the season, for me, like, you play in my mind, you let me know, well, for you, this music can always be in season. We can appreciate this music at any time. So, yes, you call it all the season because you mean all to the crop over season, but you're still saying season one or two, which means you're putting in the people's mind, in the party girls' mind.
A double entendre.
you understand. So that way, it's so important, bro. Like, I can't stress that enough, because the fact that you're doing this, and like I just said, right, there's other music, so you are one person, like I said, good, you may have a team, yes, so let's say you're one team, right, so big up all your team, everyone that works, you behind the scenes, big up all of them right now, for real, because I love the initiative, so you're one team. I just say, you'll be obviously can't play all 500, and then we are only one of the people. If no, saying what are you doing, and there's still a big space for enough more music, like I just said, all year round. If people copy that blueprint you got, you know what I mean? And more people think that you, like everyone can do it, but those that can, should. Or if other people copy this blueprint you have right now, I feel that our music, period, will be in a much better place for you going forward. Because you know you had a concept, and you had an idea, and then you know you had a dream where you want to take it. Where do you want to take this soca out of season, Ronald?
Well, you're asking questions on some of the thoughts that I have been having myself. As you say, it is a team effort. You cannot do something as big as this by yourself, really and truly. True. So yes, it's definitely a team effort. But in terms of long term, like, I feel once people can see that this is a event that's viable, once you can see, well, look, patrons are coming, people are enjoying it, and it's a every month thing, and you know, then other promoters, because obviously there's a financial consideration.
Yes.
You can't just, well, some people can afford to hold an event and not worry about financial income, but most people is a means of living, so you need
that
to think about return on investment. If
you
know all this money and nothing is coming back, then it doesn't make sense. And I think for a lot of people, because there's a lot of hype around crop over, then the mindset is after crop over, probably Belgians may not be interested in soca, and so I don't know if I want to hold consistent event.
Plays with your mind. Could I play with my mind as well?
But
go ahead.
If you can see a model where somebody is doing the event
consistent,
and they are generating revenue. I could get into that space as well. Personally, I don't necessarily need to have the event that has 10,000-15,000 people. That's not the kind of event that I'm trying to build. I'm trying to build a little small event with maybe 200 people that, you know, enjoy soccer tremendously. But also, as you say, creating a blueprint for others to mm-hmm. see, hey, this is something that I could try as well. And maybe I am the person that can hold the event now for the 10,000-15,000 people.
Yeah.
Because now that the interest has been generated, now I could run with that. All right. And then you get other people in the space. To me, like, there's 300,000 people in Barbados. So 10,000-15,000 people is a small percentage of that. And I feel like there's enough people that all we could eat. I don't feel that is a situation where only one body holding the event outside the crop over with soccer, where soccer music is concerned, that only one would be feasible. I feel like multiple events would be feasible. So then, as I say, once that interest is generated and people can see, well, look, this is definitely viable, then I feel like more entertainers then will have an opportunity to make money. And then we get back to Aja's point of, in terms of a music industry, because right now, it's difficult to stay in Barbados and be a soca artist full time. Because there's 3 months when there are events where you could go out and perform and get paid. And then after that, it's struggling. So the big artists, I would say Barbados right now, like maybe Hypersounds and Marsville, after crop over, then pretty much they are going on tours because staying in Barbados is not feasible. But long term for me, somebody should be able to stay here and make money just doing soca. And as I just said, there's other genres of music. Eventually, one will hope that any artist in any genre would be able to come in and do the same thing.
Yes, I love that. And you just opened my ears and mind right now, because you said, let's say there are 300,000 people, and then you spoke about 10 or 15% of that number. So say 10% is 30,000 or 300,000.
Correct.
And which is a very small number, but still extremely impactful. Because if I go to the event, like you say, you created a blueprint, right? So let's say a reggae person did it in Spikestone, and let's say the hip-hop people do their one in town, and we all have this blueprint, like what you have, like what I'm doing, like what I will speak to Aja about shortly also. All we doing this, and like you said, this 30 or 35,000 people, you know, you see you get 200, you good, you get 300, you good, another person will get 1,500 or 3,000, them good too. But when I go home, I can tell my family about it. So straight, whether the impact, or I can play the music on the radio or on TV or on the computer. Right, good. Now, person who do the reggae event, they may go, their mother or father may not go, or cousin may not go, but they can speak about it also. So when you talk about the numbers just now and how you impact the wider nation, all of that came in my head from your one statement when you spoke about the percentage, because 30,000 people could impact 300,000 people very easily, and easier than we even think. As you know, like maybe you should play hockey, you and them might hear a song that sound real good, and you can holler, man, check out this song. And then all we are practice listening to the song, when you check it, all we warming into that song in hockey, everybody dancing, walking into that song. No, then they know that song before.
Yeah.
You understand? But
if I can add here, in terms of the COVID, in terms of financial opportunities and benefits to the artists,
yes,
so that they can make a living, because these are trend things. But the COVID-19 shut down Barbados and shut down the world. But it also make people get up and be proactive. And a lot of online events are happening. I see artists online singing and doing concerts. I'm seeing the DJs coming out and doing concerts and so on. But they ain't taking advantage of financial opportunities. These events should not be free, right? And I ask all the players $20, man, you put on an event on Instagram or Facebook to get online, $2. That's two barrels. That's a dollar US. But if 10 people, if 1,000 people log in, right, at $2, that's 2,000 Barbados dollars, then that could be, you know, that could be passed on to the artist whose music is played. Or if four local artists, it's like you could call them, I Red Blood, every call names, five, Marsville, say they're going on for a hour on show.
Yes.
Playing the song. Mm-hmm. So don't do it free. Because you're not asking somebody to pay $20. You're just telling you want to hear this concert. Right? $2 or $3 to join. And therefore,
we're not looking at joining on this. We are
right. So then, the artist will make somebody. That's how you got to build, right? And we got to open up opportunities. We got to go out the box. I don't say this is how it is done in the United States. We got to create our own means and structures for ourselves, right? And there's a lot of Sluggy, you know, there's so much talent in Barbados. Listen, people meet me on the street because they feel that I could help, right? Men is give me CDs, men is give me things, and I don't know them, but the music, I don't know where to get the music produced from, I don't know who, but the music, nonstop, the music is excellent. Sluggy, you find any young talent in this country, like you could just go and pick a breakthrough.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. But if you don't create the economic landscape for them to make a living, it is going to reach a stage where it can get shut down because people say that's a waste of time. I got to make a living. I got my family to raise. But
eventually,
but endless.
Eventually, start to bring home some sorbet.
And
Ronnie, if Ronnie's there, I heard you speaking about the money, making money, and so on. And Ronnie, if you could come in here, Ronnie was asking one of our guests some questions, and the conversation was going along the lines that you were just going down, Aja, about making money, and asking about the TV and how we make money and be agents.
I just got, as an artist, you have to be careful of being accessible to an audience free all the time. Because when the time comes for a gig where they got passed through a gate, when they say, well, I've been listening to you free all the time, you know what, me pay $20 to come and I hear you, you have to be careful of that. It's habit. If you get visions doing the same over and over again, boss, you dead. You ain't coming out of that at all. Right? So even you know with this out of season, so explore it. Yes, it's free right now. At first, I don't know what structure you have. I don't know what you do. So I only assuming that it's free, right? You understand?
Yeah.
But
one
is, if you do it first time, only about three people might pay the $2. But if you stay at it, right, and all the rest, everybody will fall in line eventually because the world ain't open back up, but I don't think the world ain't open back up to massive audiences and massive light shows. I hope to because a lot of people, as you know, and you call some names who tour, who leave Barbados.
Yeah,
tour,
heavily.
But it's going video, it's going online, it's going in the stratosphere where everybody, any party world now, can watch a Marsville live or Edwin live or whatever, or even Sluggy. A Sluggy Barbados talent. Barbados got talent. You know how much?
Yes.
They got more Barbadians living outside than in. If you look at the Barbadians and the...
No, that's a fact. That's not an argument.
Market Barbados got talent online, YouTube or whatever, and tell people in Canada, in New York, in Miami, in London, in Vancouver, and all through the Caribbean, to get to see this show, you're paying $2. Oh, lost, man. You going clear.
Yes, and right now, it's something that you would, because you see going over, I see you doing it on Zoom instead of just Facebook Live or...
It could be any platform.
Like you're doing it on Zoom right now. What are you thinking behind that?
Basically, it was because Instagram and Facebook basically is more of a concert type setting. Our event was a fete. It's a fete. So a fete is people interacting. And
yeah.
So it's difficult to create that same level of interaction where there's one screen and everybody just kind of typing in responses.
Facebook, we use it on Facebook now, but most people, like, the mirror, like, I used to have, like, 50 people in the room, and then they take that room and stream it live to Facebook also, all through Facebook, like what Zoom is do. So Facebook guys create room thing. But Zoom's still different because Zoom will believe the number on Zoom here. You could go up more than 50 people on your Zoom party, right?
How
much Facebook has?
Last time I had it was 50. I had 1,400 people. I have 1,400 people watching, but the room only had 50. The limit is 50. Interesting, but I ain't see it went past 50 for some reason, so that way believe it's 50.
Gentlemen,
in terms of what I just said, which is very interesting, and I see what certain persons are doing as I right now. I see like DJ Kataman, who we follow heavily. He's a Bajan DJ, live right here in Barbados. He's not known, and he's got 300 people watching his live constantly, and this is amazing. Play music, but he's got his tip link to his PayPal where you tell people come in the set but donate anything you can instead of paying.
But we got to grab hold of the opportunity because it's a new normal, right? It's a new normal, and we have
very true. Us know yet. Working it out. Welcome. I really appreciate all your ideas and solutions. Go ahead, buddy.
In terms of live, no, I'm not going to call the names because I don't want to advertise them free on VOB. But there are people out there right now creating sound stages. Let me call it sound stages where a full band, you can have a full concert in a sound stage, meaning control sound, control lights, right? And everything like that. I saw one a few days ago and it blew my mind, right? And I know one other person called me and tell me, come and see his, because people are preparing. Barbados is preparing already, right?
Mm-hmm.
We may be able to put on live concerts. And you would swear it's on a massive stage. It's going to be stage lighting and sound, right? You know, and video as well, right? In preparation for that. So the opportunities are opening. And all I'm telling the Barbadian artists, I know you want the exposure, I know, and so on. But this might be the only way artists may be able to make a living and money in the new normal that is coming, right? And therefore, think about that. Think about that. Radio, I'm sure Ronnie, I know where Ronnie head is at. I'm sure that Ronnie, there may be a different normal for radio as well, right? Right. And even you might find soon that Starcom developing concerts, right? You know, through its radio stations. And I know people overseas that is following. I know people that is following. It's got on there, it's tuning in New York. To VOB, I ain't know about the rest. Morning to night.
It's true.
Right? From morning to night. I know, I say it for sure. So then I know it because.
Yeah, I have a lot of overseas people. Even though before messaging, I have a lady called Auntie Shirley who's in America right now, New York right now, and she's constantly locked on, and she and the whole
constantly
family locked on to VOB right now. She's listening to us right now from over there.
Yeah.
I just.
So Starcom itself may be able to go to a different level. And move out the box that is in just a radio station for local, well, not local, but I mean it's internet and so on. But
and we bring something on Starcom. We're going to have something called Star Tunes too, which is going to be a game changer. Star Tunes is going to be a game changer where people could upload music, download music.
Yeah.
People might be able to purchase music and so on.
That is it.
But Starcom is combining all their resources and going to bring Star Tunes, and it's going to really benefit the artist. So what you are speaking about is in the works, and that way you have to constantly commend Starcom because like you say, that we got to think out of the box. You know, out
of
season. So we got to think out of season to create an entire industry.
We started by an industry.
Yeah,
you can't have an industry if it's not generating any money. It's a free fall. We have to develop an industry, and I just want to lock in to the Black Dissident Voice. If you listen to the message of Black Dissident Voice, it's telling us as a Black people, we must now take control over our destiny. We can't be following systems that get put in place to enrich those people on our behalf. So we now got to think and say we're creating our own new structures. Get a Black man and dance. Get a Black woman, this is that. Get in the power. We got to take control over our artistic work. We have to direct and control the means of production, the means of sales. We got to see money coming back into us for our development, so it will go back into the industry to further develop it. You understand?
It's going to build the economy also. We're going to strengthen the economy for sure.
We don't think that. We don't think that way. We as a people now have to develop the awareness, because we see the systems that were put in place from 400 years and still in existence today are not for our benefit, are not for our reward. We've got to change that.
Aja.
The youths coming out from the little villages and the little gaps and the little communities.
Yeah, that's me. Aja.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
A question for you. Here we are now at an unprecedented stage of interest in matters of racism and Black Lives Matter and justice, etc. That justice cannot only be legal; it has to be economic and cultural as well, as you are saying. But for me, the big issue is, at a very basic level, during lockdown and shutdown, people were yearning for the way things were before, and that's as simple as being in a line in a drive-through to get food, as opposed to cooking it themselves. So if at that very basic level. And being able to do the things that they did before this pandemic came and changed the entire world, but they just want
to
go back.
They
want to go back at the basic level to the way things were before. They have to understand that you have to overcome that basic way of thinking to make sure at the national and global level that you change those things which did not. Because you have to ask yourself, looking at the impact of COVID-19 as a pandemic, did the way things go before help you? Did the time taken to build everything else and everyone else except yourself,
did it really help?
Did it? And will it help you now that you're coming out of something which is even more radical?
Are you
prepared for the risk and the opposition that will come with changing the way things were?
Ronnie, just let me go back then to Black Dissident Voice again. Why I needed to redo it, because as you know, it was first released in 1993 on my first album.
Correct.
Because when the pre murder of George Floyd, we went through a situation where when COVID shut down everything, it unveiled the level of racism. It was not new. It unveiled the level of racism that people were experiencing across the world, not just in the United States. We saw it real time on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and the World News of Brain. Black people were being mistreated across the world. It's not anything new at all.
No,
right? And I brought up Black Dissident Voice because it was written in 1993, but it became even more pertinent for now. And then it was released before Floyd's murder. And then, I think 2 days before, and then George Floyd died, got murdered, not died, was murdered. And the world flipped. The same people that were mistreating and openly, mistreating Black people start to march against the racism and so on. What I call that is it was like an awakening took place because of his death. That awakening is what Black Dissident Voice speak about, and that awakening is what I want to refer to what you were saying, Ronnie, because we went through all sorts of things, and we were nice and things, and it's we culture and the life street. But economically, and that's what Ronnie is talking about, it didn't really benefit us because the systems were not set up for empowering us. The music industry is controlled by the same forces of white supremacy that control everything else. They have no interest in developing us. So, yes, culture and habits is part of who we are. But we have to open our eyes. This is the awakening time. This is awakening time for black people around the world. We have to open our eyes and see the landscape and look not at the landscape as an individual, what I could get out of it, but as what we as a people and as a bargaining country, society, could get out of it in the upliftment of black people. And therefore, the artists, if you narrow this down to the community artists, the culture practitioners, the creators, not only in music and dance as well and theater, right? They can make a living in Barbados and as what it was before. People will come, oh, you're a good artist, but you leave me home, you go back home with the thing. You can't get to the supermarket and buy food. But as soon as a good artist, the people might meet you going on the supermarket to buy and shouting you, hey, you're a good artist, man, enjoy your show. But you enjoy your show free. But they get to the supermarket and you can't. That got to change. This is the time now. This is the big. I don't want to say George Floyd's murder was a blessing in disguise. I don't want to say that. But it created
an awakening.
It created a mind landscape around the world.
Yeah.
It hastened a consciousness in Barbados that I didn't know I would have seen. I was longing for it, but I'm seeing a rediscovery of a consciousness of we as a people, and particularly the younger generation. They are behind what you see in Barbados over the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, that, youth, you know, I'm preaching the youth now. They're 12 years now. They're saying the youth, boy, but the gender.
But I don't want to lose strength. The key is creating that economic landscape. And that's why you go back to say, when you put things on the internet, don't let the people have access to it free.
Wait, so I want to hear, well, now your plans to soak out the season and going forward, how you seeing implementing things, opportunities, like just like I just said, $1, the $2 billion, how you see putting that in and partnering with artists, how can you see that working with something like soak out the season right now?
Well, I think, as Aja was alluding to, is a mindset, like, for me, like, say for example, my goal, like, if you are custom getting 3 mangoes from your neighbor, what convinces you that you should go and buy mangoes from a man in town?
Or the mindset, period. It's true.
And once you get used to the thing, as I just say, then it's like, it's all over. So, like, if I'm custom getting 3 mangoes, then how do I say, when a man come and tell me, $2 for a mango, it's only $2, but I'm custom again, the mangoes for free. So, like, $2 sound like a rip-off. Like, what are you doing? And so, is that kind of mindset that needs to change?
I agree.
Concerted effort, because a woman pretty much is going to end up at the
In fact, Randy, you could use that even different. The same person that you go and get the mangoes for free, if they start now to tell you when you come the next time, I know you're getting it free, but now each of them is $2.
Yeah.
You know that person and walk away and refuse to buy it?
I'm buying from somewhere else.
I'm going to buy it from somewhere. Habit, that's what I'm saying, is a habit. When you're a customer, get it free. Something is happening in your brain, right? I am buying this, right? And that's what I'm afraid of for Barbie. Because Barbie and artists have to find ways and means now to make a living and extract some sort of, you know, because you might spend a lot of money going in a studio. You might go in the studio, you know how much, maybe about $3,000-$4,000 now?
Yeah. Comfortable. And that ain't nothing. So that don't include mixing and mastering and the ear and out the project and so on.
Right. And then when they get your sound out, people expect to hear it free, use it free, you know. How do I expect artists to survive and for the art form to grow?
The challenge is to try to get people to see what is the value that you are providing to them.
Because this is important to educate them. So I agree. Go ahead, Ronald.
It needs nothing. But once you, when you start to see it as this is a value product that this person is providing, then crossing that hurdle of not paying to paying becomes a lot easier.
Yes.
Say, for example, like breadfruit. The same story. If I got a breadfruit tree and whatever, and then your cousin getting breadfruit tree, then I don't know why you should pay for breadfruit. But then the man come and say, look, I can tell you about football. And people are like, hey, football, that sounds like value. And now I will pay for a bread football.
Yeah.
Even so pay for bread food.
No, I don't have a problem paying for bread food. So there are ways that you could change.
I love that analogy right now, by the way.
For me and for Soka all the season,
yes.
Right now, I would say my primary focus is on trying to get money in the artist's hands.
Yes.
So right now, next month, we want to hold another event now where we got artists performing at the event. So we already got a few artists on board, like Blood, we got G, you know, a couple others. So
yes.
It's trying to, you know, you get them a little something in exchange for them come and perform, and then you creating that venue for them to continue, because as I just said, there's a lot of money involved in producing music. If you're trying
yes.
to produce quality music, there's studio time, that's money. If you have not created the song yourself, then you have to pay somebody to actually buy the song.
Yeah.
Then go and
correct.
That's very right. cool, boy.
Yeah.
Involving instruments. If you're trying to get instruments and whatever in the song, no, you got to
pay
musicians.
Separate, too. You got to pay me separate. Let me pay my friends.
You have to pay them as well. Like, there's a lot that goes in.
And it's charged $200 for death to track. For me to death put on a track on a song, my friend Sean is charged is $200. And it's probably one of the cheapest.
Right.
And that's one instrument.
So
there's that whole element involved. And I think a lot of bands don't fully appreciate that. Like, you listen to a song and you're like, yeah, it sounds good, or I'm not really like that. But you don't appreciate how much work and effort and time and money has gone into that.
Correct.
Economic strain.
How much work and money went into the product. Then people will feel a little differently about when you come and say, I would like you to pay $2 for this product that costs $3,000 to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's all like, I get real value for money.
But
yes.
Can I come in at this point? And this is this is a critical point. Aja, as an internationally acclaimed and performing artist, will understand the need to reach this level.
Yes.
When I speak to gospel artists, especially when I was preaching and evangelizing, etc., and I came from the industry into that particular arena, I used to tell them it's not enough to say that you're doing a gospel song praising God. It has to be good. It has to be well written. It has to be well sung. It has to be well produced. And then outside of the studio, it has to be well performed. It has to appeal to the people that you want to perform before. And the promoter of that event, the producer of that event, will hope the people will be willing to pay to see you. Now, everybody manufacturing or producing something to sell will have the same story of cost. It may be a bit more of a struggle and a challenge for others, but that product is on the shelf every time you go in a supermarket. It's in a bar every time you're thinking of something to drink, and it's on a menu when you're thinking of something to eat. So what you produce has to stand out.
Correct.
Because there's a cost, there's an investment in everything that is out there. Now, for Barbadian artists to think that because I am a Barbadian, Barbadians must buy it, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true. And any perception that is created like that is one which is going to actually damage the person because they may not be at the level that will make that consumer, that punter, as we call it in England, a person goes to a fair, make that choice to spend their money to support you. Every night in Barbados, Netflix is the choice of somebody and all the other Fire Stick options that they have. Money is spent to view. Money is spent to listen. And it's not by nationality. It's by choice and expectation. Now, culturally, people have been conditioned to do that and think, well, that's what we do. And there isn't necessarily any initial intense desire to seek out those things which belong to us that are of a particular standard. So
important point.
So when you're putting something on for people to watch, people to come to, people to see, those artists. Now you mentioned Mr. Blood. Mr. Blood can perform on any stage anywhere in the world. He's called Mr.
Correct.
Entertainment. You need you those artists need to understand, am I at that level yet? Okay, I'm not at that level. I might be an opening act. I might be early in the show, but I might have something which can hold the attention of the audience and show that person is promising. Because people who go to events that have a discerning eye and ear are willing to say, hey, there's a certain point of development this person is at, but they're not the headliner. That's why that person is the headliner. That's why Luther Vandross is the headliner, because he is what he is. Adley Jr. is the music director. He's got the best musicians. He's got the best background vocalists, who are all lead vocalists with some group somewhere, usually a gospel group or an R&B group. And you must feel that when you step into that arena, whether it be reggae, whether it be calypso, whether it be classical, whether it be pop, whatever it is, country and western, that standard right. which stands out is what you are aspiring to. Otherwise, yeah. people have a choice. They have a choice.
Yeah. But and you said it earlier too. It is also a habit and what people are accustomed to seeing. We're talking about the and that is why you said we don't have.
Aji, you're cracking up there. Phone wise, not otherwise. Sluggy, you there?
I'm here, buddy. I'm here listening attentively. I just thought he's cracking up.
I changed phones.
Well, good. Once you go, you go. We got you.
Because you really did have Aja, you really did have a black distant voice at that point. We weren't hearing you.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat what I said. I'm saying we started by saying we don't have a music industry. If we had a music industry, we would be looking at artist development.
Correct.
We'd be looking at a lot of things to create a mindset that is valuable.
Yes. Right?
No, I will use an example. During
Go ahead.
Crop Over Time,
mm-hmm.
a song may be a big hit. I alluded to what Ronnie just said. A song is a big hit on Starcom radio, knocking out Hot, knocking out VOB, everything. Like the artists go on stage to perform. The massive 20,000 people are there will respond to the sound because of the big sound. They're overlooking everything the artist is doing on stage, including moving clumsy, saying flat, but they ain't hear the song saying flat because you know what that? The song in the head is the song they hear on Starcom and it big.
Mm-hmm.
So when the song play, the ears is close to air to the performance, right? But that perform, but so the song is strong on radio, but when it performs now, the performers themselves damages the sound.
Right?
You understand what I'm saying?
I follow you.
Now, Ronnie said, he said something that related to that. The artists have to go there polished. Luther Vandross got a big voice, baddest voice. He's great goose pimples. But when he go on stage, it is flawless. He's singing, the music, his psychology, which a lot of artists don't his psychology, the psychology of the performer,
mm-hmm.
everything is ready. It is polished. Right? So you know that you pay, you could, if the performer cost $200 to go and see him, they were paid. Because they know in the mind's eye, he is worth $200 for everybody to go and sing. That is what we have to develop. That is what we got to develop. The mindset now is that I'm out, sound matters, I ain't hear you. I ain't hear you on a street fair, or I ain't hear you. Don't want sound fat, he ain't coming to fat and sing free. You understand? And then when the arts, you know, to pay $30, people say, well, are you cussing here? He's singing free. You understand? We've got to change. It's a mindset that we have to change and a whole structure. And Ronnie said, artist development. They know the artist has got to develop things, learn by the era, you know, and develop things. There's no artist management to develop how artists portray themselves, how they look, what they do, what they say. Right? Even what the city press.
Mm-hmm.
The artists got something called a publicist. They don't talk to the press. The publicist.
Or not.
For them.
So, and a publicist is make or break you too.
Yes, you understand what I'm saying? So,
very important.
What I'm saying, let me just get back to this music industry in Barbados.
Yes, go ahead.
The landscape, we got a lot of things to build. We got a lot of things to rectify.
Yes, we got a lot of learning to unlearn.
Because online get put on our hands.
Yes.
We can reach the whole world in a concert, stage right here in Barbados, done right for TV. Not a concert being filmed, but a concert for TV. Two different things. I ain't talking about going to a live concert, put a camera, tape it, and put it on TV. That is not a concert for TV. A concert for TV is when the whole concert is based around this thing being filmed. The angles, everything, the sound, everything is done. When we do that, we can reach the world.
Aja?
We have artists and artists that are near to that stage.
I just want to bring a Caribbean highlight of the past few months. When Beanie Man and Bounty Killer had their verses for Swiss Beats.
Now that
was the best one they've had. They've had so many more since then that it just has not generated the same type of interest. Not a big deal as far as that particular clash was concerned.
Now
there were so many behind the scenes videos that came out after, and what struck me was how small that room was. That room was tiny. That was tiny. I mean, That was so small. It was unbelievable that an event, which if Swiss Beats is going to put his money behind it, it means that he must be confident that whoever's handling it from the Jamaica end is going to do it to a standard that they want. Because if you know the history of hip hop, essentially you've got Grandmaster Flash, who's a Barbadian, you've got Kool Herc, who's a Jamaican, then you've got Africa Bambaataa, who came along. Yeah. And the whole sound, well, I'm talking about the foundation, the pioneers. The sound system culture came from Jamaica to America, not the other way around. So a lot of the hip hop people, they appreciate dancehall, because dancehall would have had chanting the same way they would have had rapping, etc. So for them to invest that amount of promotion on Instagram and with brands sponsoring it, they knew that whatever space was going to be used there had to be done properly. So it was camera angles, it was lighting, it was an understanding, a knowledge of the performers, how limited the space was, how far they could go forward, how far they could go to the right or to the left, what they were wearing, and what they were doing. So it was it was planned in as much as this is the stage that the world will see. We know it's a hot box in here. We know it's a sweat box. We know that ordinarily we'd have a 40 by 40 with 25,000 people at Sunfest, but we don't have that. But we have 500,000 people out there that can't come into one venue in Jamaica. And when the Prime Minister of Jamaica can come in there and the Minister of Culture, they understand it's dancehall. It might get a little edgy, but it was still done tastefully and it was executed brilliantly. So they had confidence that their entertainers could showcase their country at a time when nobody could go anywhere, but they brought Jamaica to the world, and they didn't do it in a luxurious setting. It had to be carefully planned and executed.
Yes. And I said that we could do the same thing too.
Yes, we can.
We could do it. And I'm glad. I don't know how many creators are listening to this program.
We guarantee they're locked on.
But we seriously got to think about uniting, working together, and creating the opportunities, right? And we have the producers and technical people that produce brilliant shows in Barbados. So we have everybody here. We just got to say, this is where we're going. This is where we want to carry this thing now. When it opens back up, our landscape will not be the same. We got to be serious, right? And we could do it. And we could, because we got to start making, open up financial opportunities. And I say not only the singers, the dancers out there, brilliant dancers we have in Barbados.
Phenomenal.
Right? We got to really look at our creative sector that could bring money into this country. It generates money for everybody except us, except the artists themselves. We got to look at it and fashion it and shape it to go in that direction. Yeah, we got a culture, people are cussing, saying we're free, but after a certain amount of time, you will change that, right? You know, you could change that, right? You know, and Barbados Community College are throwing out well-trained artists every year. Brilliant, and there's no opportunities.
By the hundreds, Aja.
Right, there's no opportunities. There's no way that they can build their career from what they just learned, because the landscape small. We're only 160 square miles, but now through the internet, we are 160 square miles anymore.
True. Our landscape
infinite, right? You know,
billion people in the world.
Yes, and we could do
that's
it.
That's true. I know. That's very.
Here. We have the talent here to do it, right? You know.
Yes, man. I agree. And Ronald.
Hi.
Good. I heard you said you were female artists? Because before you say that, my question, next question I had here to you is your look at your brand and your online brand, and then I heard you speak about economics and percentages, so that showed me where your money was, so that answered my question. So I was about to ask you, before you say Team of Blood, how and if you are looking at teaming up with artists to further the product, both products, your product and the artist's product, and it making money for both parties. But you started to speak about you are doing something that Blood is one of the artists that you have on board. I think you say Blood. So I just want you to speak a little about that. You have an event tonight, and hearing all of this, you have an event tonight, and then you say you have something with Blood. So I just want you to speak about the vision for you to team up Soca out this season with Beijing artists and stalwart kings like Blood. I just want you to speak about the vision for you teaming up with artists and why. Quickly.
Well, basically, the goal is because it's an appreciation for Soca. At the point where we are not able to maybe put money in an artist's hand, still, I had already reached out to artists and told them, look, we having a Soca event. This is pre-COVID. We're having a Soca event monthly. Anytime that you want to pass through as an artist, you can come for free. That we can get at least give you back something because we appreciate the work that you put in. Right now, we are still building, obviously, but, you know, we still appreciate you. And the least we could do is give you back a free show. So that was one of the initiatives that we were looking at before.
Nice.
Eventually, ideally, the scenario is for the artist to get paid, because as Aja keeps saying, the idea is to create a music industry, and there's no music industry without money.
Yeah,
so money has to get in people's hands so that they could go and do the things that they do that we love, so they can continue to do it and not get disillusioned.
Continue doing it.
It's not me. I'm doing this as a side thing, and they put all this money into this, and this ain't really profiting me. I can might as well just go on. Paint people house or do something else and get money down.
Forget about this
artist business, and then we have lost the potential of all of that creativity. So, So it's, for me, it's all about trying to generate revenue that we could put into artists' hands.
Nice.
So that they then can continue to produce music that we love.
I love it. And you said you're on tonight, buddy. You're on tonight?
Yes. Tonight we are having an event on Zoom. That starts at 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
So you can go on the Instagram, see the actual ID.
Yes.
Next month, we doing an event where we having like artists performing. As I said, Mitch, Blood will be included, Nate T, more specific. You know, we're trying to get some other artists on board.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what
we're
like.
Great, I love it. And of course, before that, for next month, I'll speak to you again, and I will speak to some of the artists that are on the show as well, because I love the initiative, and I love that you are thinking about getting something back in the artist's hand. I love it when a promoter, have the artist in mind. I love it, and I really appreciate that. So I do fireworks as well. So I have to speak to you on there also. So so that's why I let you know and ask you on here on Barbados, so you can't say no, put you on the prayer pressure. So you must come on fireworks for me, Aja. Before you go, Aja, I just want you to tell us again why you decided for this great 1993 project, which was so impactful at the time. Why you decided to bring it now? And what is your intention for this message?
Sluggy, you have to ask him about It Dread with Fiona Gaskin as well. You can't just ask him about Black Distant Voice.
Fiona, he spoke about BCC. And yeah. the same Fiona Gaskin was in my class at BCC, and she's one that come out to the same program I just spoke about, and she is a phenomenal vocalist. I mean, she's very well trained in classical and contemporary music, and she did music, period, at BCC with me. So she's a musician also. She's one that I just spoke about, come out to the program, and there would have been hundreds more like her. So after how you found Fiona,
Thanks for that, Ronnie. Thank you very much for that. When Lloyd sent me the track, he sent me the track after it mixed, and then he sent me after. So Lloyd told me he have this female. It was supposed to be a male and female, right?
Yeah.
Just before the male voice had a throat issue, and Lloyd, Lloyd now in rare stress, sent me the track. And when I heard this female voice, I tell Lloyd, I don't want a male voice there.
She's good for you, bro. She's really good.
The voice and the tone and psychology of her voice. No, I said the tone and psychology of her voice.
Yeah.
It can remain solo.
Yeah, where her voice resonates.
Right. It went deep into the earth. It hit something in the earth. Right. And I said, Lori, listen, no, leave it like that. You mix it now with just her voice. Right, and I went with that, but it was a continuation of Black Dissent Voice. Remember, Black Dissent Voice was released before George Floyd's murder. It was a reaction to what I see happening to Black people around the world. I tell them it's time that we take things in our own hands.
Yes,
we open our eyes, right, and then the post George Floyd murder, what we're seeing is that is an awakening of consciousness, right? You know. And when I look then at my homeland, Barbados and the Caribbean, and wherever slavery exists, that means that the structures that still exist and the atrocities that exist are really from colonial times. They come out of slavery from colonial times, and that means that colonialism is dead. It died, right? And I can give a little scoop, only Sarah can't hear this for the first time. By tomorrow, a video is dropping to it died. Right, and we last Sunday get busy, and myself we this, you know, went wrong, Barbara's trying to find locations and not find. I knew where it was going, and you'll be surprised, a lot of structures still exist and vigils still exist which are rooted in colonial times. When you watch the video, and I even get it all right, when you watch the video, you will see. I even mentioned the ones that are not there. The Royal and Sluggy, you know what I'm talking about. It's still called the Royal Barbados Police Force.
Yes, very true.
You know what I'm saying? We still got Queen Elizabeth, right? Drive from Sorbo's Corner to, oh, I can't remember the next corner across Bank Hall. All the streets. Tell me what the name.
It's true.
And don't even know that, right? You know? So when you really look at it, colonialism is dead because they have the physical structures. Then you've got the structures that in our minds that we can't get rid of, right? Some of the strongest pro-Afrocentric people are still able to shake what is embedded in their minds in terms of which was be into their ancestors, right? So mentally, a lot of colonial structures and thinking are still in our heads. It'd be hard. You could get rid of Nelson. You could rename the streets. But you see the structures that are in our consciousness, that take some serious effort. So really and truly, Barbados, like many other societies in the Caribbean, we are post-colonial societies. We got our independence, right? Which was independence to get an anthem and a flag, right? But it is not. We are not independent yet from colonial thought and thinking and structures that exist, and that is what it dread colonialism in that is about. So it's a continuation, telling Black people to get them and dance, get in the power, get your act together, reshape, like how we discuss here, reshaping the music industry in Barbados. So Black Barbadian artists who struggling to even get a performance fee from a show. Unless it's something big, we want to restructure the cultural landscape, the musical landscape, where it will empower them. It will empower the youths that graduating this year from BCC, they could have hope, you know, something, I can make a living from this. We restructure them. That is decolonization of the music industry. As simple as that.
I love it.
So the two are complement each other. So Black Desert Voice, you know, we are getting some airplay on Starcom and Hot, right? And as well as Black Desert Voice, right? Is on Facebook and so on. But the video now to Black Desert Voice, you know, is being, as I speak, is being edited, and he's sending clips to me to verify if this is good. So it should be out tomorrow. It will be dropped tomorrow. And one of the first people, I don't have to sit there, I ain't saying it here now because you're on your phone. One of the first people that I sent all my tracks to is Ronnie Clark. Ronnie Clark. I sent it, one of the first is him. Lord, bam. Right? Because I know the strength of the Starcom product, just like all the other radio stations. But, you know, to be honest, it's difficult to play my songs on some radio stations, not only because of the content, very conscious, but because of the form. I don't sing.
Yeah.
I don't sing. Right, I talk, right? You know, it may have melody and music, but it's out of the box. But I could safely say that Starcom have been, you know, kind to me. At least they give me a level of airplay and recognition, right?
Well, you are always welcome here, Aja, and I'm glad glad you say yes. I'm glad you provide the numbers, and I'm glad that you took the time out to come and speak with us. And
anytime.
Not only share your knowledge, but share your experiences, because it is important, Aja, as you know, for artists to share their experiences as well, because it helps. Experience is a true teacher, you know. So I'm glad that you shared your experiences with us,
man.
As well.
And thanks for creating this space.
I appreciate people like you, what I'm doing. Yeah,
because we've got to start focusing on ourselves, you know?
Yeah, man, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you for that, Aja, for liking the show and for loving the show. Even before you're on, you always follow the Israel Man Rhyme. If you post anything, you always share it. You like it, you always comment and speak to me about several different topics. Randy Eastman and myself will call you and tell you, Aja, we can meet in St. George, and you will come just so we know what you got to do, we know we got a plan, and you will come and just sit down and talk with us. And don't think that we ever take that for granted, hear me, brother?
People
obviously know. No one would have known that you
know,
do those things, but these is real things that I did for real behind radio where people don't see. Aja, you could meet me this place, and Aja come and talk with me for hours.
I'm a phone call away from all artists in Barbados.
I appreciate you, and Ronald, I appreciate all the knowledge you have, Ronald. Your family is a family that always love you and your sister and your brother. I've never met three persons as smart as you all family, all brothers and sisters, and I know they may have anything to do with Beige Rhythm and Rhyme, but as far as your initiative and your brain and how you think and how you're thinking about other people, that's something I always saw in your family, but the family that I know. So I just want to really big up you for having a strong and intelligent family, my brother. And thanks for Soca Outer Season. And I appreciate you speaking with me today. And I hope that you will come back again. I hope that you will come back and speak to us again and let us know about Soca Outer Season. I appreciate it. I want to thank Auntie Shirley and Cheryl, who I just spoke about, that have more business outside of Barbados than in, and that's true, Aja. And I just want to let you know that when you said that, Auntie Shirley and Cheryl in New York always locked on to VOB. They really don't move from VOB, and they are in New York. So.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't know that, obviously, and when you speak it, it is so true. So, Auntie Shirley and Cheryl, really thank you for thinking about the Barbados, or say the Barbados. So, two of them, thank you very, very much for doing that, Aja. And thanks, Starcom, for keep bringing Barbadian culture to the world. And I want to say, Auntie Shirley and Cheryl, thank you very much for keep listening and supporting me. And we love you all. And all the Barbadians that locked on too, I ain't have all the names, but all the Barbadians locked on, I'm sure Aja and Ronald will share with me and say thank you for taking part in Barbadian art and culture still. And Ronnie Clark, you've been great today, Ronnie, and thank you very much for putting everything together for me behind the scenes and keeping all of us connected. Thank you very much, Ronnie, and Starcom Network, you know, is me and Starcom Network forever. It's nothing but love.
Thanks. Give thanks.
Thank you, Sluggy. Thank you, Adja. And thank you, Reynolds.
Yeah,
and we're going to finish with the track called It Dread, Adja, featuring Fiona Gaskin.
Just can't see ourselves, and when the years of slavery do bring the